Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nance agrees, Gene Steratore agrees. Keith and I both agree. Bad spot for Buffalo on that play. I do disagree with Romo when he goes, no one can stop this play.
Yeah, no, it's been stopped.
The Chiefs stopped it 8 yeah. million times yesterday, Tony. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
They stopped it every single time just about. The only time they didn't stop it is when Allen jumped over the top and they still stripped the ball away from him and he was lucky he recovered it.
Buffalo does it wrong. They need three guys shoving Allen in the back. They only have like one and he doesn't even always hit him. Well, he just kind of like does it himself.
This again is why to me the tush push is so cheap. Because it's dragging the quarterback across. This is how it should look if Jalen Hurts just tries to sneak through everybody. This is how it should look where Allen gets stopped periodically. Mm-hmm. It's mostly an unstoppable play. Yeah. It's been an unstoppable play for most of Josh Allen's career until yesterday where the Chiefs stopped it time and time again. So you can cry about the spot there, which I do think it was a bad spot.
It was.
Or you can say, hey, McDermott and Joe Brady, why are you going to keep doing this? This is your point, Keith, about James Cook, who looked explosive all day long yesterday.
When they get Allen kind of booting out, and he has the option to either throw it to Cook or run himself, how does that get stopped? I mean, how do you not pick up 3 feet on that?
The Chiefs did it with Mahomes a million times yesterday.
And he's half the runner.
Josh Allen is a great, great, great runner, and he's massive.
It's like, let's smash ourselves into Chris Jones.
Again, cry about the refs and the leagues in the bag for the Chiefs. I mean, fine, if you feel that way, you feel that way. How about some criticism for the play calling over and over and over again when you clearly don't have it? And Spagnuolo clearly has an answer for it, and Chris Jones is blowing it up time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
How about you run something different? Or no, let's just cry about the refs all day long. Meanwhile, I was reading Mike Florio, who says there was no pool report for the controversial fourth down stop, the play we just played for you. I didn't realize this. Apparently, the way, Keith, a pool report works is that one or more reporters covering the game in person have to make the request. So none of the media...
They were like, we're good?
None of the media even thought about requesting a pool report after the game for an there should have been an explanation.
One line judge had a first down, one didn't. What was that conversation like? What was the view? How did you guys determine that? Nothing? Let alone some of the other calls that were debatable.
Cleet Blakeman, and I'm sure it would have been like a nothing answer anyway, but the fact no pool report even requested and Cleet Blakeman wasn't asked to explain how they went from it looked like watching it, and I would agree with anybody crying about this.
Yeah.
It looked like they initially marked the first down and then somehow came up with him being short. They reviewed the play.
Yeah.
That to me is a fair criticism. Why was there no pool report? Why was it not requested? Why did Cleet Blakeman not explain it? Maybe some of that's on the media for not requesting it. Maybe some of it's on the setup that the league has where these refs typically aren't made available.
Maybe the Bills
to the media
is just so demoralized. They're like, we just want to go home.
I would like an explanation on it.
Something.
But the Bills, again, had many opportunities after that play, which I think was an unfortunate call against them. They had many opportunities to go win the game, and they failed time and time again.
I put a lot of this on the Bills. They're kind of skating on this one, I feel like, because there's so much ref talk. And then maybe the next thing down is, well, it's Mahomes. It's hard to beat Mahomes and Reed. It's like, I don't know. I would look at what the Bills did. Going for two twice, there leaves a couple of points on the board. Maybe that just changes how teams play the rest of the way. Going away from James Cook, even though he looked like he was going to be unstoppable in the game. And this is something we can get down, and we have 2 weeks to talk about it. But if Philly really sticks with the run, if they really stick with Saquon Barkley, unlike Buffalo going away from it,
Buffalo
they might have a
gashing
chance.
Them with it.
And they're killing them.
And I'll give Romo credit for this. Romo, I thought, had a bad game. I thought Brady, by the way, had a good Sunday again. That's 2 weeks in a row I think Brady's been pretty good.
Which is shaping up for a good Super Bowl where more people are going to be listening and watching him as a broadcaster than ever before. And he's doing well.
So I thought Brady, if you were watching yesterday, the two-minute sequence leading up to halftime in the Eagles-Commanders NFC Championship game, I thought was great. I thought he gave you a lot of insight, not tongue-in-cheek at all. I thought he gave you a lot of insight into handling the clock there and the down and distance and the game situation. I thought Brady was really good.
Plus, he didn't even have a great game.
No.
You know, like, he did the best he could with that game.
He had a dog crap game. Maybe it turns out that Brady just had too many Cowboys games this year. They should have given him better football games.
I like that. Blame the Cowboys.
Maybe.
Let's blame the Cowboys. He did Cowboy game after Cowboy game after Cowboy game.
Brady's been noticeably better the last couple of weeks. But anyway, Romo did have this right. At halftime, he's like, I expect the Bills to lean on the run much more, and they started to.
They should have.
And it worked. Yep. So, right, maybe the Eagles will stick with it. They probably should.
They will. That's more their game.
I still wonder, Patriots fans, how you're going to handle 2 weeks of this. Because we really haven't talked about even the Philly part of it, where it's like, even if...
This is the worst-case scenario,
even
right?
If you're rooting against the Chiefs, that still means the Eagles are winning, and that's just... That's a real... I mean, I don't think it's that difficult decision.
It's like a doomsday scenario.
I'm going to root for Philly, but I'm not going to like the result of Philly winning. That's not going to be very enjoyable.
Because there's no team that was in the NFC playoffs, right? Like hypothetically, the Giants were really good. Then, okay, then it'd be the Giants.
Right.
But for the teams that made the playoffs, as a Patriots fan, this is the worst case scenario. Chiefs, self-evident. We know why. But then
Lions-Chiefs would have been
Lions, easy. Oh, Lions are easy to root for. The Vikings are harmless. The
Jaden Daniels
would have been
so
them.
Easy to root for.
Rams, nobody would have rooted for the Rams, but it's not as like painful as rooting for the Eagles.
I'd root for the Rams easily in that situation.
Yeah, I don't think people like the Rams.
Huh.
Yeah.
They don't?
I mean, they've beaten the Rams, so maybe they do a little
bit. People don't like, maybe it does it stem back
Stafford
to the...
Stafford McVay, I don't know.
Yeah, people don't like McVay. Around
maybe you. That's what
it's a threat to Belichick. That's why.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. He's too young. Yeah. The guy's 15 years old coaching Super Bowls. That's not supposed to happen. But yeah, no, this is far and away the worst scenario. You can't really root for either one. So maybe you just have to make a bunch of bets and root for your bets. Root for Saquon Barkley overs, I guess.
He I didn't believe it or not. He didn't hit his yardage over yesterday.
He didn't hit any of his overs.
He hit his touchdown over.
Oh yeah, he sure did.
I mean, I don't know what the over under was.
I don't know.
There,
dude, it was 3.5. He was under.
He didn't hit his yardage over.
Attempts, he didn't hit because that was my for the bozo.
That was
He didn't get anywhere near 25 carries. He only had 15, and then yards was up like 130, and he was at 118. But you know what are you gonna do? Still had an unbelievable game.
So I think the answer is we're all going to be rooting for the Eagles, I think, but
yes,
that still means Philly fans at the end of the day get a victory, and you still got to put up with that. Like, it really is not an ideal scenario. The one thing that I think works out and you can hold on to is Saquon's likable.
Saquon's
likable, and I'm a pro running back guy. It'd be nice to have a running back run a team to a championship.
A.J. Brown's likable. I think Jalen Hurts is likable.
Is A.J. Brown likable?
I like him.
No, I would like him on this team. Is he likable?
Is he unlikable?
I don't know.
He's reading books.
Yeah, he's tuning his team out and reading books in the middle of the game.
Tuned him out all the way to the Super Bowl. He's doing something right.
So that's fair.
Do you think Jalen Hurts is likable?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like Jalen Hurts.
I think it's more Philly fans people have a problem with. Philly beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl. That stings from a few years ago. But their roster really isn't... Oh, you don't like Cooper DeJean.
I don't like DeJean or Bond.
Okay. So... Defensively, maybe they have a few guys. Like Devontae Smith, the Slim Reaper, he's harmless. Nobody, you don't really dislike him or even like him, probably. He's kind of in the middle. Sirianni's kind of all over the map, but he's not, I don't know. Is he really dislikable? No.
I don't think he's very likable.
I don't think he's, but I don't hate Nick Sirianni.
No, I think Philly Eagles fans, right, Eagles fans right, hate him right. more than anybody, actually. Yeah. I think that's probably the people who hate him the most.
All right, so what would you rather see? Shots of Taylor Swift watching the game or Bradley Cooper?
Taylor Swift.
They showed Coop a bunch.
I think I'd rather see Taylor Swift.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Why not? The Bradley Cooper? I mean, listen, I like the hangover as much as the next guy.
At least she's dating a player. At least she has a real reason to be there. At least she's dating a player.
Bradley Cooper's a fan.
Yeah, but then go sit in the stands.
No, he's not going to sit in the stands.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know.
He's an Oscar-nominated actor.
It's basically Wahlberg. It's Wahlberg out there. I don't have any time for that.
Better celebrity fan, Wahlberg or Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper stays.
That's true.
So probably Bradley Cooper by default.
Yeah, Billy's got you there.
He's living it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although Mark Wahlberg played that guy that was an Eagle.
Mark,
so that's sort of
that's also true.
Invincible.
Yeah, what was his
Vince
name?
Vince Papale.
Vince Papale.
I was about to say Leo Papil. That's not
I don't
right.
think it was Leo Papil.
What was that? That's AAU guy around here? Who's Leo Papil?
Oh, yeah.
Vince Papale. I'm sorry.
Was he the guy that ran BABC?
That sounds right. Yeah, well, Wahlberg's tired because he gets up to work out at 2:30 in the morning.
The grind never stops.
Yeah, so I understand why he leaves games around.
So he's on it. Guys. I don't mind Bradley Cooper. Yeah, he was.
I don't mind him either, but it's like, who would I rather see on the broadcast?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know that Inside the Actors Studio, that show?
Yeah.
He was a student there. So there's an old clip. So he was like a guest at one point, but there's an old clip of him in the crowd asking like Sean Penn a question. He's like, "Hey, Sean, like, what do you do like to prepare for a scene?"
Huh.
And they're like, "Oh, it's like young Bradley Cooper."
Wow.
Yeah. He's made it.
Good for him.
The guy made it.
Good for him. And good for his Eagles, who I'll be rooting for this
E-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Andrew is in Wareham. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
I just wanted to ask you guys' thoughts on Doug Marrone, and then I wanted to share my rooting interest for next year. I want to see Drake May versus Jaden Daniels in the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, that's same. It's getting a touch ahead of ourselves, but I'll root for that too.
But you got to put that stuff out there.
Yeah.
Are you a proponent of that? Like sometimes if you want something, you can't just bottle it up. You got to put it out there.
You
got to
manifest
universe.
It.
Yes,
manifest.
So if you want Drake May, Jaden Daniels, don't keep that to yourself.
No.
Call
no.
in. Talk about it.
Speak it into existence.
I want Drake May versus Jaden Daniels. What a great Super Bowl that would be.
Yeah. I don't think it'd go well for Drake May.
How do you know that?
I don't. I'm
if
just,
they got all the way there, they're doing something right.
I'm hoping for a worse quarterback on the other side if the Patriots get there, but whatever.
You're probably not going to go up against the Nick Foles again.
I don't mean to poo-poo your take already. On Marrone, we did talk about this earlier.
Good hire for offensive line coach.
I think it's a good sign they're bringing in real coaches.
Yeah.
Doug Marrone, St. Doug. Had a winning year with Buffalo, went to an AFC title game with Jacksonville.
He quit the Bills after going 9-7.
But he's not your head coach. This is a high-level O-line coach.
Yeah.
I like the Thomas Brown hire. Again, he's not your play caller. He's not your head coach. He's your pass game coordinator. He had a bad year with Bryce Young in Carolina in 2023.
Yeah,
I think the play calling got better with the Bears, but he's from the McVay tree. I'm on board with that.
As your tight ends
coach, fine.
No, I like that. And I think Marrone, too, probably looking at Vrabel, being like, listen, I can do a lot with a little, but not this little.
Yeah, get
like,
me something.
We need some linemen. Like,
get
we need some dudes.
Me Hosses. Something. So the irony is the coach who needed these guys was Mayo.
Yeah, I don't think Vrabel needs them as much, but if he wants them, and they're like, great, bring them in. You got more experience now on the staff by 20-fold compared to what you had a year ago. I'll take it.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Patriots coaching staff hires, your Super Bowl preview. You want to manifest a Super Bowl for next year? By all means. Yes,
Keith? Good text. Saquon Barkley sticking into the Giants with every touch is enough to balance out his Philly disdain, which is a good point.
G-L-G-F-E-S Eagles!
That's close. It's right around
not
it, Keith.
Not really. Can I buy a vowel?
It's in the ballpark.
But that is a good point. Saquon
sticking it to the Giants.
That's nice.
No, that is nice.
I like that. I assume Brady meant to do it, but maybe he didn't. But he was like, what a giant mistake to let him go.
I heard that too.
That's a good line.
You think that was intentional?
Yes, I do.
He rehearsed it and rehearsed it.
What a giant mistake.
That was a giant mistake, Kevin.
A New York Giants mistake.
Speaking of Barkley,
KB. He doesn't call him Kevin. He calls him KB.
That's a good point.
The whole time,
KB. It was a giant. You hear that, KB?
I said KB.
Giant mistake, KB.
Great point, KB.
Can Saquon run the Eagles past the Chiefs? We'll get to it with all your thoughts next.